totally meaningless. It's a standard. We have seen a number of these letters. That's just part of the letter that they send out. The reality, when you think about it, flies in the face of that type of a meaningless apology. Out here on the ground, the reality is that they're trampling over the rights of the residents right, left and centre. They have no regard whatsoever for the people or their rights. First of all, they're supposed to send you notification 2 weeks, 2 days, and then knock on your door. That's not happening. Absolutely not happening. They're turning up in unmarked vans for no other reason than they're trying to bluff the people that they might be something else. They're coming at all hours of the night, and if you challenge them, you get a bucket full of abuse.
Now, while you claim that many residents in Mayville are getting abuse from Irish Water workers, I'm sure Irish Water workers are also going to claim they're being abused by residents.
Well, let me tell you, Barry, it's a known fact. And if any installer from Irish Water can come forward and say where anybody said one wrong word to them, it will be the first that we will have heard of it. There has been no abuse. There has been no protest. There has been nothing, only asking them in a civilized way not to give them a water meter when they have their sign up on the door, and also to ask, why are they landing with no logos on their vans? Why are they given no notification? Why are they abusing people? And why will they not stop when they're asked?